Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. And here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Allison DePauli, and I started Altique Consulting to help employers get budget predictability back into their healthcare spend. And the happy side effect of that is lower out-of-pocket costs and access to higher quality care for employees. Our clients don't hear, sorry, the best we could do is a less bad renewal. What they hear instead is your employee had access to the highest quality care, you paid a fair price for it, and you paid only for the healthcare that your employees consumed.
Love it. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
So my clients tend to have about 100 employees or more, 1,000, 2,200, 2,500. So I help employers add cash to their bottom line. That's quite satisfying. But I also get to improve the healthcare experience for a significant number of employees. Most people have trouble accessing the healthcare system. I can help make that a better experience.
Wonderful. Question number three. I'm hearing from other top executives that getting in front of decision makers is a challenge. What are your thoughts?
First, absolutely. Persistency and consistency are key. You have to keep at it, right? And you have to keep at it not just on the phone, not just in email, not just on social. People respond, but it has been my experience that you never know where they respond from.
That is true. Question number four, what advice would you share of other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Solve a bleeding neck problem and be a contrarian. People, and really, business leaders are people, right? We're all people. We all have two legs. We walk around the same. If I have a problem and you say the same thing to me that every other person who has approached me about it has said, what makes you different and special, and how do I know that you're going to solve my problem? So be a contrarian with a well thought out argument. In my space, healthcare cost containment, I don't talk about good service, I don't talk about enrollment capabilities or how quickly we answer the phone. It's table stakes in 2020, right?
Yep.
What I do talk about is eliminating the overspend. And I have yet to find a health plan that doesn't have overspend, right? 20-30% is pretty typical. So we find it. We have tools to claw some of it, not all of it, but some of it back, a significant portion of it back. And then we use strategies to help ensure that you don't have overspend moving forward. That's a bleeding neck problem. I don't know a business in 2020 that isn't looking for cash. It's hiding in your health plan.
It is. And honestly, I think that we have good customer service. I think it's almost an expectation now.
Correct.
So kind of saying it there is basically saying, you know, we wear pants to our meetings. I would hope so.
You're never sure today if people are wearing pants to their meetings. So
right. You get what I was. Okay. We actually wear clothes to our meetings. Yes. I guarantee you, if you work with me, I will be wearing something to cover my body every time we talk.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that part there, love it there. Let's get to question five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
So Danny Caswell of Integrated Wealth Solutions and Esther Pippoli, who runs a remarkable company called Lola, which sounds very exotic and kind of is. What she does is help prepare people for end of life.
No, that is always a rough time to work there. I'll look them up and we're done here. Now, question number six is the most important question of the podcast, Allison. I need you to focus on this one.
Yep.
Tell me about your first time. Your first sale.
My first sale. So yes. My first sale or my favorite sale? I'm going to go with my favorite sale.
Okay.
So I there is a nonprofit in San Antonio that is about 700 employees. And I knew they had a problem and I had a special relationship with this organization. And I sat down with them, and because I know them as an organization, I could speak incredibly frankly about what problem they had and how to solve it and how long it would take to solve. Because often what I do is it's not a 30-day fix, right? We might create a map for you in 30 days, but we're not gonna solve your problem in 30 days.
Right.
So I help them make some decisions and choose some strategies. And they're in our one of our strategy sessions. The CFO looked at every other team member, and there were six other team members, and said, y'all do whatever you want, A or B. I'm fine with either. But I think you ought to listen to that girl at the end of the table. Most satisfying professional moment ever.
Love it. Love it there. Okay, so now we have 3 minutes and 42 seconds left. This is promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather. Or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we can end early. Go.
Okay, I am going to say that you should not accept the advice that you cannot be in control of your health plan. I don't care what size you are, you can be in control of your health plan. The bigger you are, the more stuff you can do, but you are in control. You make it work for you, for your priorities and your budget, right? And everybody has a different need, right? I have 40 clients and some have health insurance because they have to, and some because they love their employees, and everything in between. Mm-hmm. Make it work for you. Find an advisor who will help you. There, I'm not the only one. You can find me if you'd like, but I'm not the only one. And to get started, I do have a book, Breaking Through the Status Quo. And if you want to pop over to my website, www.altique.com, you can request a copy and I will send you one free of charge. And that is a great place to get started. That was a collaborative effort with some professional colleagues. And there are 29 opinions in there about how to control your healthcare spend. You will find one you like.
Love it. Love it there. We have 2 minutes and 24 seconds left. Is there anything else you want to add, or we can end early?
Let's end early. Thank you for doing this. This is great. And what is your best advice to business owners?
I think my best advice to business owners is if you are going to be outbound prospecting, stop making it towards the blatant obvious to where I'm outbound prospecting to get you into my funnel. So no free ebooks, no free consults. Because everyone knows that if you go to someone, say, offer them a free consult, they know that that is, quite frankly, a funnel there. So there's got to, you know, think of, be creative, do other things to go around it to there, get in front of people.
Yep.
So there is mine. And we did it. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it.
Altique.com.
It's in the description. It's magic. There we go. Allison, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. I'm Bob Clark. Y'all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.